you don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Are you tired of endlessly searching for work, applying for jobs and never hearing back, job openings vanishing into thin air? What if with just one connection, you could link with dozens of companies that are hiring? What if that connection was a locally owned business ready to help without charging a fee? Express Employment Professionals is your one connection. Go to expresspros.com. With endless opportunities, it's time to try something new in your job search. Let Express Employment Professionals help you. Start at expresspros.com.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
That's right, and we're broadcasting live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there with an unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, it's the way that tire buying should be. Myself, Martin Weiss, and my co-host here, BJ Vernon Husky, filling in for Jason Smith and his best friend, Mike Harmon, on a day in which NFL offenses everywhere took a deep sigh of relief. NFL offensive coordinator said, thank you, goodness gracious, he's finally out of here. Aaron Donald retires, and Vijay, one of the most impactful defenders of all time is hanging them up. His awards list is longer than a CVS receipt, and he capped it off a few years ago when he won that Super Bowl with the Los Angeles Rams and walked off with what was one of the coldest celebrations of all time, pointing at his ring finger saying, ring me, B-word, because yeah. We just won the MF'ing chip.
Yep.
Congratulations to Aaron Donald on one hell of a career.
Nah, great career too, man, and definitely one of the top five or six defensive tackles of all time, and definitely, in my opinion, the guy on the defensive line of his era. He matches a Warren Sapp, a Lawrence Taylor. He was on the rush end. That's on the D-line in my eyes. Reggie White, guys like that, man. Alan Payne, old-school purple people eater. You know what I'm saying? Guys like that. Cortez Kennedy. Think about a guy like Cortez Kennedy who had all those great years his entire career for the Seattle Seahawks, coming from the U in that bomb defense with the Blade brothers, with Benny and Brian Blades and guys like that. Just what a great career, always did it the right way. He's a I get it guy. Like, he gets it. Stay out of trouble. Stay out of the press. Don't do stupid stuff. You know, commit to your craft. Dominate. Have your family. The guy's married with five or six kids, I believe, or wow. Four or five. Yeah, and he's got a wife. He's got like four or five kids. He's a family man. But you couldn't tell that on the football field because he just dominated. And former first round pick out of Pitt. I forget Lewis Reddick. Had him the best, one of the top guys in that draft. I remember that, where he said, listen, this guy is one of the top two players in this draft. I think it was 2014. So, and he ended up being right. He's a first ballot Hall of Famer, unanimous. I dare somebody have the balls to not vote this man as a first ballot Hall of Famer. Everyone that's got a vote, it should be unanimous. If you don't, when I see you, we slap boxing. I'm telling you just like that. As soon as I see you on site, it's on. But, you know, this guy's just a monster, man. His workout regimen, just the way he took care of himself. I thought the retirement was 2 years too late because I thought – he would have walked off as the Super Bowl champion. He admitted in an interview going back in, deciding to come back. McVay was flirting with a television career. He admitted that he went into that season as this was going to be his last hurrah and kind of got talked back into coming. And you can't just come back and play and have that bad year they had. Then they bounce back and have a good year this year, get to the playoffs. And then it's like, okay, cool. I'm going out with a playoff, you know, experience type team. Not no guys that won 4 or 5 games
but I
to end my career.
To be clear, he never had a bad year.
No, at all.
While the team around him may have had a bad year.
Ever.
He never had a bad year.
He's three-time defensive player of the year. Like, when you win that bad boy 3 times, you're a bad boy. That's just as simple as that. You're a bad boy when you win that thing 3 times a year. So, with that being said, congratulations, Mr. Donald, a.k.a. Aaron Charles. This is his middle name. Charles Donald. Congratulations, man. I enjoyed watching you. Go off into the sunset. Still young. Wait, 32, 33?
32 years old.
Hey. And you know what he can do? TV.
Oh, yeah.
I bet you he'd be good on TV.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah. I mean, especially, too, like, not to be funny, but he looks the part.
No, he does.
Yeah, he absolutely looks the part. But and he's going to – and that's the thing about some of these guys on TV. I think it plays better if you're – sometimes it plays better if you're a lineman because you look like a former football player. Like, yeah. Aaron Donald looks
J.J.
like –
J.J. Watt.
Yeah.
You see J.J. Watt sitting up there with the sports coat on. You can still
right
see
in.
The muscles.
He fits right in.
Through the suit. Yeah, he fits right in.
But, no, you talked about his Super Bowl championship after the 2021 season. Since then, Pro Bowl – in 2022 mm-hmm. and in 2023, his last season in the NFL, first team All-Pro, and another Pro Bowl. I mean, made the Pro Bowl every year of his career.
Yeah.
Every year of his career.
That's
and I
crazy.
Believe that
That's crazy.
Here is a trivia stat. For
That's
that
crazy.
I believe him and Barry Sanders are the only people to play 10 years in the NFL and make the Pro Bowl all 10 years.
Oh, okay. 10 years. I would say if it went down to 9, I would have to throw Jim Brown in there. I believe Jim Brown made the Pro Bowl every year in his career, but I think he only played 9 seasons. So with your 10th season, then, yep, you're good to go there. But, I mean, not only that, 10 Pro Bowls. God, he's an 8-time All-Pro. Think about that. 8 times. 8 times out of his 10 years. 8 years out of his 10, there was no question that he was clearly, in my opinion, a top 10 player in the league for 8 straight years. That, like you said, that's Barry... that's Jerry. That's Barry, Jerry, Dion. That's that field, man. That you're in that Charles Woodson. That you're in that company. That you're so good. Offense or defense, doesn't matter. You're one of the top 10 to 12 guys in all of football. Come on, man. That's impressive.
He's got a shot when this is all said and done to make 2 different all-decade teams.
Ah, you're true.
Because of the way he came in.
Yeah.
He's got a good shot to make. I mean, I think he's definitely going to be on the 2010s all-decade team.
Yep.
Right? But then, yeah, it might be a stretch for him to be the 2020 to 2023. But still, no matter what, the most dominant football player on the defensive side of the ball consistently day in, day out, year in, year out that we have seen in the last decade.
He's on the Hall of Fame 2010s team already. So all he's got to worry about is getting on that 2020 team, which I think, I mean, we're at 24. He made the Pro Bowl every year so far in the 20s, right? Mm-hmm. He's got all pros in the 20s. Like, how? Of course, we got to let it play out. But I'm looking down the line. You tell me another defender on the defensive line that you look at right now, Chris Jones, would be the only other D tackle I would look at and go, yeah, he's got a shot to make it along with Aaron Donald. You got to tell me who's going to knock Aaron Donald off in the next 6 seasons. That's what I need to see. And it's got to be a strong 6 in a row from here on out. Because the only guy right now that I think is etched in, I don't see him falling off, would be Chris Jones. So Chris Jones will make the 2020s Hall of Fame team.
And the thing
Aaron
about,
Donald could also, too.
The thing about Chris Jones that makes him special is the guy he's got on the offensive side of the ball.
Yeah,
like, that's the thing. Because Aaron Donald's first few years, he was kind of, you know, basically toiling in mediocrity around him.
Jeff Fisher.
From the Jeff Fisher
days,
and then Jared Goff. And then Sean McVay came in and kind of changed the paradigm of the Los Angeles Rams. But, you know, it's not a stretch to say. Like, I'll say this. I'm not a big GOAT guy. Who's the GOAT? Who's the best ever? Because I think ultimately we're splitting hairs between the Hall. Like,
it's era to era. It's personal narrative.
If you wanted to sit here and make a case that Aaron Donald was the best defensive player of all time, I would fold my arms back and listen to you.
Okay.
I would fold my arms back and listen. They say, but Martin, what about Lawrence Taylor?
I was going to say, I think that conversation's – I get you, but I think that convo's, you know, is set in.
Well, one of 2 defensive players – or there's been 2 defensive players since the merger turn a Pro Bowl selection in their first 10 seasons. Aaron Donald,
yeah.
Lawrence Taylor. Yeah. You know, it's like, it's that's what I'm saying. I'm not necessarily going to, I wouldn't necessarily plant my flag and say he is the best defensive player of all time. But if you want to make the argument, I'd listen.
He's definitely in the top five or six defensive players of man, all time. That's hard. That's hard. You're Deion, Charles Woodson, Ronnie Lott, Mike Singletary, Reggie White. And I just named five right there. Like, just five off the top of my head. So that would be a hard discussion for me. But, you know, like you said, it's not even worth a discussion. He was just one of the greats. He did it the right way. He never half-assed it. He never shorted the game. He never cheated the game. He got double teamed for 10 straight years. Just think about that. He got doubled and triple teamed for 10 straight years. Because as a rookie coming in, trust me, maybe the first 2 or 3 weeks you think you can line him up with a guard or a tackle, and then you learn real fast, 9-9, yeah, you got to put two on him. And sometimes you got to chip him with a third. Yeah. There's three guys trying to block this guy.
To that point, the average NFL pass rush win rate, which is the hardest stat for me to say in NFL history, against a single pass blocker is 17%, right?
Okay.
Aaron Donald. So the average
guy in the league
for
okay.
defensive linemen
gotcha.
Who qualify rushing against a single pass rusher.
1-on-1.
17% 1-on-1.
Me and you. All right.
Aaron Donald.
Can I take a guess?
Go ahead.
47%.
No, that's ridiculous. Oh, hold on. So I don't know what it is against one, but this is what I do know. 18% pass rush win rate against double teams.
Okay.
So that means over the last 10 years, Aaron Donald was better against two guys who were trying to block him than the average guy was with one guy trying to block him.
Okay. So then that means, I mean, if that's the case for me, then I'll double it when it's 1-on-1. I think he's winning 36% of the time.
I said it's ridiculous only because
okay,
I knew
47
that.
47 was high. Okay, so it's 36%.
The only reason I said it was ridiculous because I knew coming next, so I was talking about double teams and not the single team. Like I don't know what the single number is. But to your point, you know what? I wonder what it is because, you know what, it's probably lower than that because he was never single team.
Yeah.
He was never single team.
Unless someone makes a mistake, and I've seen that. I've seen linemen make mistakes, and you don't read the stunt right, and you leave him 1-on-1. It's either a bull rush, a old Reggie White club, or that powerful up and under. Remind me of Warren Sapp, that up and under swim, that under swim move, that uppercut. Man. You can cancel. I've seen him lift 6'6", 330, 35, 40-pound men off their feet with one arm while going full speed and coming to eat your quarterback. Like, that's the stuff he does. You young bucks out there playing D-tackle, go put his tape on. You really want some tape? Go put his tape on.
Undersized guy from a non...
from Pitt.
I'm not trying to disrespect Pittsburgh, but not necessarily. It ain't Alabama.
No. Yeah, I mean, come on. It's not a disrespect. If you know college football, Pitt, okay. You know, Tony Dorsett, Larry Fitzgerald, Aaron Donald.
Right. That's it. That's
Kenny Pickett.
Dan Marino.
Dan Marino, it's four guys in the last 45, 50 years.
And we'll have some words on Pickett coming up at the top of next hour.
Right,
but
see,
also, the thing that I think is that you can't deny, especially when Aaron Donald's, and we'll see the play going forward a million times, but he made a Super Bowl winning play.
Yeah.
Right? Like the same way like Mecole Hardman caught the Super Bowl winning touchdown this year. If he doesn't sack Joe Burrow on that play, they're still, you know, they're driving down the field, and they were driving down, the Bengals were driving down the field. T. Higgins on that same play, wide ass open down the sideline. Joe can't give him the ball. Why? Because he's got a man child in his lap.
And you know why he had a man child in his lap? Because a lineman made a mistake. Go back and watch that play. They make a mistake and think one guy's going to block him with the game on the line and the drive on the line. Wrong answer. Try again.
And part of me wonders if the timing of this is so interesting because Chris Jones just signed that big contract last Saturday, right?
Yep.
Making him the highest paid defensive player.
Paid.
If Aaron Donald had retired before, maybe that contract could have been a little bit less.
Yeah.
So maybe he was looking out for his defensive lineman brethren. But coming up next, we'll talk about the other side of the offense, or the other side of the line, the offensive line. This probably future Hall of Famer will be blocking for a future Hall of Famer, but in 2024. It might be too little too late.
Mm-mm.
Did you know Discover wants everyone to feel special? That's why with your Discover card, you have access to 24/7 customer service as well as $0 fraud liability, which means you are never held responsible for unauthorized purchases. Learn more at discover.com/credit card. Limitations apply. You put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires, and Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuting comfort, performance tires for spotty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-the-road adventures. Go to our Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Bridgestone tires, shipped fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. That's right, they'll bring them to you. Your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. So go to TireRack.com/sports to see the Bridgestone test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews. Be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at FoxSportsRadio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, three-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask? Along with my fellow Pro Bowler, TJ Houshmandzadeh, and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burress. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it, Up On Game. We're going to be sharing our real-life experiences loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up On Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Houshmandzadeh, and Plexico Burress on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Martin and VJ in for Jason Smith and his best friend Mike Harmon on this Friday night on Fox Sports Radio. Hope everybody had a good work week. Me and VJ about to put in a little more work for the next 3.5 hours, so make sure you are locked in because we're coming to you live from the TireRack.com studios on Fox Sports Radio. If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help. Express is hiring for jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Check out expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com. And VJ, it's funny that a little foreshadowing there, because we had a future Hall of Famer who was looking for a new job and found one today. As formerly of the Dallas Cowboys, Tyron Smith is now going to be the new old as hell left tackle for the New York Jets. After last year, they had an old as hell left tackle for the New York Jets in Dwayne Brown, who you may remember did a cut block on the fourth play of the season. Aaron Rodgers didn't throw the ball. As a result, he got hit and got hurt. Snapped his Achilles tendon, which then let us down 17 weeks of appearances of Aaron Rodgers on the Pat McAfee show, which somehow is all related to the fact that the man said he was running for vice president, or maybe not running for vice president. That's neither here nor there. Right now, Tyron Smith has signed a one-year contract up to $20 million with incentives. I imagine there has to be quite a few incentives in that contract, because now a guy who's had several lower body injuries, and let's be honest, a big big fella in Tyron Smith, is going to the worst turf in the National Football League, MetLife Stadium.
Horrible. And also, too, 34 years old. This is actually a laugher. It really was. I mean, this ain't about Tyron Smith. I mean, the guy is a Hall of Famer. He's a future Hall of Famer. Now, in the last 4 years, 2, 11, 3, 13, those have been the games that he's played. So it's off and on whether you're going to get them or not. So this last year he played 13 games. Year before that he played 4. Year before that he played 11. Year before that he played 2. So if you follow the pattern, it's probably going to go the opposite way this year. I look at the bum-ass Jets, and I just laugh. You're trying to fix this line, which they have to do. And listen, credit to them, being that they realize they have to do it, that's what they've been attempting to do during free agency. But the guys they're bringing in and they're signing, it's like you're building this old team. I feel like they're like, okay, look, we're pushing all the chips in this 1 year. This feels like a tank year in 2025 coming if this year doesn't work out. Because if you're signing guys like this, man, then you know you don't have no young buckaroos. You don't got no little young whippersnappers, no little young mushmouths that you can throw in here to play this position. You're going to go sign a 34-year-old who's been often injured over the last 4 seasons. If that's what you're doing, now I got to look at it and go, okay, this feels like a push a chip all in the end type move, which means they're going all in. You got to think that Aaron's coming off 40, almost 40, if he's 48 or 39.
He's 40.
40. Coming off an Achilles, guys. Listen, that's a big. Everybody ain't Kobe Bryant.
I know. Okay? 40 is the new 30, but all right.
And actually, it's not. People need to stop saying that. That's dumb as hell. 40's 40. It ain't the new nothing. You're 40. I'm 46. I don't go, well, you know, 46. It's the new 35. No, it's called Just for Men, so I can hide the gray. Okay? I don't have no problem telling you. Ain't no shame in my game, baby. This is how I'm gonna step out. This is what I'm gonna do. VJ, you look young. Well, I'm not. You look like you're 30. Well, I'm not. You're 16 years off. Okay? That's what this move looks like. It feels like desperation. We're pushing all the chips in. Credit to that. It's like, hey, we're pushing it all in. We don't have a bad way to get Tyrod Taylor, who's going to be the backup there. They did sign him. So another, 13 years in the league? Another old guy. They're building, trying to put a veteran team together, feels like, Martin, to say, okay, this is it. Because if this doesn't work, Saleh's gone. New head coach, and then 25, we're resetting. They're going to have to draft a quarterback. We're resetting. We're tanking. So that's how I looked at this move.
So in the last 5 days, the Jets have added 3 starters to their offensive line: Tyron Smith, left guard John Simpson, and right tackle Morgan Moses. Now, if you do the math.
Isn't Moses like 40?
I have to say it. If you do the math, the two left tackles and, I mean, I'm sorry, the two left tackles, the right and left tackle and the quarterback of the New York Jets, you add all those ages together, you know what you get? 106.
Oh, wow. Damn. Damn. Is that what y'all doing, Jets? Hey, Fireman Ed, is this what's happening in MetLife when it's green? Not blue. They got problems, too. Blue got problems, too. But the Jets, wow, man. One guy's played 152 games, the other guy 161 games. I mean, like I said, well, this is what you want to do.
The good thing is, you know, MetLife is the sponsor for the stadium, so maybe, just maybe, they can get some insurance. Maybe they get some insurance for potential injuries that may occur.
Because, oh, God.
I mean, the smell of icy hot is coming out of the Jets offensive meeting rooms like crazy right now, because you got to think, man, these guys are, I mean, let's be honest, hey, I love it. You know, the guys are old.
Two 34-year-old tackles. That's, I'm telling you, man, like this is, whoo, this could be a disaster. Now, it could pan out okay. Listen, they're not better than the Bills, even though the Bills have lost a lot of bodies. They're not better than the Dolphins. And I have no idea what the Patriots are going to look like. I really don't. I'm very interested to see what Coach Mayo is going to put together, but I have no idea, and neither does anybody else. But we know what the Dolphins are going to look like. We kind of got an idea what the Bills are going to be like. And then you got to look through the AFC. We know what the Chargers are going to look like. We know what the Bengals are going to look like. We know, hey, how about the Houston Texans? We know what the Houston Texans are going to look like next year, with some of the additions that they've made on both sides of the ball. The AFC's tough. Then you still got big Andy Reid, you got big Red, and you still got 1-5. You still got to battle that. What's Sean Payton cooking up in Denver? What's Antonio Pierce cooking up down out in Vegas with the Raiders? It's tough. And you telling me that your 40-year-old quarterback being guarded by two 34-year-old tackles, often injured guys too, is just going to make this 1 year just quantum leap? All right, well, Have fun with that.
Well, I mean, hell, who knows? Maybe he'll be blocking for Tyrod because Aaron Rodgers will be campaigning for the Iowa caucuses.
Oh, my goodness gracious. You know what? I ain't even going to say nothing because I saw that stuff and I saw a lot of opinions come out about it. And with Aaron, and that's my guy. You noticed, Mark, that before he became a Jet, that was my dude. I call him Discount Double Check. I love me some Aaron Rodgers. Now, the kookiness is just kind of like, all right, bro, I'm not even that guy. You know what I'm saying? I might not believe in the moon all the time, but you say some crazy stuff, bro. You want something different, man. And I always say this too, Martin. When an athlete's when you can tell he's not focused just on football, that's a problem. He's not focused just on football, bro. He wanted to get out of the Packers. He wanted to be a diva. He wanted to show his power and all of that stuff. I'll go to the Jets, a la Brett Favre. And look what it's turned into, dude. It's bad. And remember, when Brett Favre was with the Jets for that year, it came out that there was some stuff that was going on there too with him. Sure. So you, right? Remember? So there's two Packer quarterbacks, old. The Packers finally said, look, we want to play the young guy. You got to go. Okay, I'll go to the Jets. And then this stuff just starts to storm, snowball and avalanche down. Like, man, they could be easily looking at another 5 or 6 win season. I know it's March, but don't look that great right now.
You know, I forget who said it, but when people show you, I think it's attributed to Maya Angelou. I'm not 100% sure if that's actually, you know, kind of like how people
We're going to give it to her, though.
Yeah, you know, people say, give like, it to her. You know, insanity is doing the same thing twice. It's like, that's Albert Einstein. Yeah. Like, I don't know if it's actually Albert Einstein, but somebody. So I'll go ahead and say, if this was Maya Angelou, but says, when people show you who they are, believe them the first time.
Yes, believe them.
And I'll just
them.
Say, you got to be out of your freaking mind if you're going to go spend 4 or 5 days in a dark room on purpose. You know what they call that in the most places in America? Solitary confinement.
And I defended him on that.
Jail!
I did. I defended him on that. They made fun of me.
Jail!
Hey, Aaron, they made fun of me here, bro. I defended you on that.
Yeah, well, and now we see what happened. He spent 4 days and they getting high on ayahuasca. He never looked back. Let's go ahead and kick it over to Steve DeSager. This is trending around the world of sports. Nate Oates, New Deal. Steve, how are you?
Doing okay. Hello, gentlemen. It's not Saturday, right?
Nah, man. You know? I like this, though, right? We're here. You're here. It's magical.
Time change. I wasn't quite... By the way, Jason Smith, Mr. Jets, appreciates all the Jets talk in his absence tonight. But yes, these guys regularly on Saturdays on Fox Sports Radio. And you'll be on tomorrow, right?
We will be on tomorrow.
Well,
time shift, Steve. We'll be on
just for tomorrow.
Just for tomorrow. As of yesterday.
Yeah. S Double told me he wanted to experiment something.
Well, I was about to say, but 3 days ago, we weren't moving anywhere. So
it's off an hour or two either way.
We're going from 6 Eastern to 9 Eastern, 3 to 6 Pacific tomorrow.
Tomorrow only. It is Selection Sunday that's coming up this weekend for the NCAA tournament. 5 conference tournaments end that day. In fact, you know, the number one rated sports TV event last night was NC State beating Duke. In fact, the post game for NC State Duke had more viewers than either of the NBA TNT games last night.
Wow.
Just for the record. NC State Duke got almost 1.4 million viewers the night before Lakers Sacramento at 1.4 million, which was number one Wednesday in cable ratings. Coming up on FS1, College Hoops will be continuing from Vegas, a semifinal in the Pac-12 tournament, number 22 ranked Washington State against Colorado. Number 6 Arizona has just lost its semifinal against Oregon, 67-59. And in the SEC quarterfinals today, number 5 ranked Tennessee was beaten up by Mississippi State, 73-56. Auburn defeated South Carolina. Number 9 Kentucky lost tonight to Texas A&M, 97-87. Right now, Florida is leading 19th-ranked Alabama, 40-31 late in the first half. As you referenced, Alabama gave Coach Nate Oates a long-term extension today. Michigan fired Coach Juwan Howard after an 8-24 season. Going on right now, 4 minutes to go on FS1. Semifinal in the Big East tournament. Number 10, Marquette, holding on 68-65 against Providence. Halftime, it's Iowa State over Baylor, 35-27 in a Big 12 semi. And in the Mountain West semifinals in Vegas, 18th-ranked Utah State ahead of San Diego State late first half, 37-32. To the NBA, road wins for Phoenix, Miami, and Orlando. New Orleans beat the Clippers 112-104. James Harden was out again for LA with a strained shoulder. Zion Williamson scored 30 points in the victory, 34 rather. And Denver has won 4 straight games. In fact, the Nuggets are winning 103-86 at San Antonio mid fourth quarter. Late second period, it's the Jazz and the Hawks tied at 52. In the NHL, NHL, just two games tonight. Winnipeg has just shut out the Ducks 6-0. LA Kings lead 5-0 at Chicago early in the third. Wyndham Clark leads by 4 strokes at the Players' Championship after shooting another 65. And yes, the New York Jets are signing tackle Tyron Smith from Dallas. The Rams defensive tackle Aaron Donald retired. The Rams are signing quarterback Jimmy Garoppolo, and the Steelers are trading quarterback Kenny Pickett to Philadelphia. A reminder, NASCAR's on Fox TV again this Sunday from Bristol, again at 3:30 p.m. Eastern Time. Xfinity Series off this weekend, but the Truck Series race is Saturday nights on FS1. Back to you.
Thanks, Steve Martin and VJ in for Jason Smith and his best friend Mike Harmon coming to you live from the TireRack.com studios. VJ, we've had all types of players move around, and you know what? I'm kind of sick of this. Russell Wilson is not a Hall of Famer. Sorry, period, stop. He's just not. Anyway, I've just been hearing, you know, he's a potential borderline Hall of Famer coming. Stop it. Anyway. You can easily write the history of the NFL without including Russell Wilson.
Especially
considering Malcolm Butler. You know, so anyway.
And he has a ring, and you can still write the history without him.
Anyway, Russell Wilson is now going to be the likely, well, I'll say this. He is in pole position to be the starting quarterback of the Pittsburgh Steelers. However, I'm having trouble believing that some of the things that he was saying in his introductory press conference, which of course was, perfect, right? It was just, this is the type of thing.
Oh, surprise.
Yeah, that's the type of thing that Russell Wilson, we know Russell Wilson does very, very well, is talking to the media. And then it said his Steelers quarterback at his introductory press conference said several teams were interested in signing him in free agency, but did not name those teams. Now, he said, quote, "I was fortunate to have several teams call, but this is the place I wanted to be a Pittsburgh Steeler, to wear the black and gold. It's a true honor. It's tradition. It's history. There's 6 trophies in here. We're coming to get a 7th. Now, if that's not straight from your most recent Netflix football movie, I don't know what to tell you. But I'll say this. I'm calling baloney on this. This is phooey. This is just falsehoods and fallacies right here. Because here's the deal. If you had several teams call, then why, VJ, are you signing for $1.2 million?
Ew.
If you had several teams call,
because
you know what you say? You know what that is, VJ? It's also the veteran minimum for a quarterback at this point.
Yep.
So if you're in what's called a bidding war with several teams after you, you know what you do? You call them up and say, hey, Pittsburgh. XYZ team is offering me $2 million. Can you do 2.5? Steelers say yes or they say no. Hey, you know what? This team is offering me $3 million. Can you do 3.5? I really want to be a Steeler, but can you do 3.5? And this is another thing too, the way that this meeting, right? So Russ met with the Giants. The talks were exploratory, as they say. You know what that sounds like? Like when you go out, like say you're at the mall or something, back in your younger days. Mm-hmm. I know you just talked about, you're 46.
Yeah.
Back in your younger days, 10, 15 years ago, 20 years ago, you go out, you see a girl out there, you say, hey, you know what? What's your name? I'd like to meet you. I said, let me take you out sometime.
What's happening?
And then she says, no, I'm uninterested. You know what I would call that? An exploratory meeting. It was an exploratory meeting. You explored the possibility and were immediately shut down. Yeah. I feel like that's more than likely what happened between the New York Giants and Russell Wilson, seeing as not only that, they signed Drew Lock, who now has been traded for Russell Wilson.
Exactly. You know what? Just when I was going to leave him alone, I was at the point where I was like, okay, enough victory lapping on you calling the Russ, 2 years ago and then last year with Denver. Enough, VJ. You move on to something else. I said this on my TV show, said what I said. I just shot it. I said, I'm leaving him alone. He's getting beat up. He's with the Steelers. Whatever. Then I open my phone and I see they trade Kenny Pickett this morning. Huh? I was like, okay. So then you're telling me that you're hitching your wagon to, no, that can't be it. Maybe this is opening the door to trade for Justin Fields. Huh? No, that can't be it, because then I, like you said, the press conference comes out and he sits here and he starts the diva fake pandering. And like you said, written type speech. It sounds like you got it out of a fortune cookie, bro. You can't be real about nothing. Listen, there's just certain people in life that you can just look and tell they pamper and they pose for the cameras. They know, and some are really good at it. They know what to say. They know how to say it. It's called being a politician. It's called shaking hands and kissing babies. I'm not knocking it because I get it. I'm very good at it, but I don't do it in a fake manner. Sometimes I might rub you the wrong way because I'm going to say what's on my mind. And we know in today's society, everybody's not so comfortable with that. But I'm not going to sit here and go, yes, Fox Sports Radio, love being here. The Royal Blue and White, the Sherman Oaks studio. Yes.
This is
tradition. I love being here. They know I love being here. That's why I'm here. We do our thing. And that's what you're going to get out of me. This pandering, this fakeness about this dude is just so irritating. And now I'm going to go out on a limb and tell you this right now. And I know it's March. He going to cost Mike Tomlin his job and give Mike Tomlin his first losing season. This guy's done, guys. He's not a starting quarterback anymore. He fleeced, not the money. He fleeced Pittsburgh because they are leaning into him this year as their guy. They still got O-line problems, guy. Pickens, is he? Isn't he? I don't know. Is he Dez Bryant or is he A.J. Green? Dez was cool for a little while, but A.J. Green was good and quiet for a long time. There's a difference in guys like this. Najee Harris, he was in the doghouse. What was up with that? Splitting carries at the running back position. You got TJ. TJ's coming off a season-ending injury. How's he going to play next year? Micah Fitzpatrick missed 5 or 6 games last year. Like, the team is starting to get that age at the positions that they're really good at. He fleeced Pittsburgh, man. He convinced you guys to trade Kenny Pickett. I'm not saying Kenny Pickett. I'm not saying Kenny Pickett's the guy. That's not what I'm saying.
I think it's got more. Next segment, but I think it has more to do with Kenny Pickett than it does with Russ.
That's fine, but for that side of it, yes. But there's still a point of them thinking, okay, we can make this move because, man, we got. Trust me, it wasn't just a press conference. He sat down with the owners and Tomlin and sold them, dude. He's good at this. Like, Russ is good at this, but there's people who can see through it. I'm surprised that Pittsburgh even made this deal signing him, dude. I really am. I really thought he'd be a backup somewhere next year. Like, there's no way I'm putting my offense in his hands and making him a starter.
I think he could be a backup in Pittsburgh. I think he could be a backup in Pittsburgh.
We're still going to see what they're going to do.
I think they are done making moves at the quarterback position. I don't think that there's a locked up. Like, it'd be malpractice.
That ain't what the press conference looked like today.
Well, yeah, the press conference looked like the press conference looked. It's also it's March 15th. We'll see how it looks around September. You know, there's a lot of transactions will be made between now and day one of NFL season.
And last real quick, Martin, listen, on the real, bro, someone gave him $38 million and took an $85 million dead money hit to say bye-bye. That speaks, dude.
It's moving out of a mansion to go be homeless because you don't want that roommate anymore.
Yeah.
It's like, I would rather sleep on the street.
I'd rather sleep in my car.
Than deal with you.
Yeah, man.
Rather sleep in the car.
He flees Pittsburgh, man. They better make another quarterback move. They go into all season, Martin. Like, this is their guy? Wow.
I would be on the floor shocked if the Pittsburgh Steelers did not make another quarterback move. I believe that they will. Coming up next, this is the hottest team in the NBA, and it's not even close. And I don't know why more people aren't talking about them. Martin and Vijay, and for Jason Smith and Mike Harmon, Fox Sports Radio.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like Eco Eye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet.
BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Martin and VJ coming to you live from the TireRack.com studios. Martin Weiss, VJ Husky, in for Jason Smith and Mike Harmon. And just like in basketball, a successful game plan starts with the right players. The team at Tractor Supply brings hustle and heart, and that's what really sets them apart. So lace up your sneakers and make the winning play by heading to your local Tractor Supply store today. Starting next Monday, you can pre-register for the Fox Sports Radio Bracket Challenge at FoxSportsRadio.com, where listeners can compete with our hosts for bragging rights to see who has the better tournament bracket. And I believe you, when this says bragging rights, we're talking about the man to my left. Yep. That's who you're going to be competing against. Yep. And he will be bragging if you do not beat him.
Busting y'all ass. Y'all better come get some. Finished third last year. No fan beat me last year. Me and Brian, no. Come on with it, guys. I love this, man. Come on. I love the competition with the fans. We should do this more often, man. We should do like a football pool or like a fantasy league. Choose certain fans. Do a bunch of different fantasy league with fans. I mean, who wouldn't want to do that? That'd be dope.
So the New Orleans Pelicans have been on a tear recently. They just beat the Clippers and also covered the spread. They've been on a cover the spread tear as well. But they just beat the Clippers in a game where they won by 8 points, I think 112 to 104. Kawhi Leonard, Paul George both played. Clippers going the wrong direction, the Pelicans going the right one. Even though 6-4 in their last 10, they have been on a stretch, especially Herb Jones, since the turn of the calendar. I heard the pregame introductions. He tweeted out, my boy Lal Murray, who covers the Clippers for The Athletic, tweeted out the pregame introductions. The loudest starter to get an ovation, Herb Jones. Herb Jones. They had Zion Williamson over there, Brandon Ingram, Herb Jones. They were going crazy for old Herbie. But Zion with 34-7, 7 rebounds, 4 assists, 3 steals. Win brings them 2 games back of the 4 seed and also, importantly, clinches the tiebreaker over the Clippers. Pels win the season series 3-1 tonight.
Two things. First of all, when you said surprise team going into the break, I didn't talk to you about it during the commercial break. I thought you were talking about a different team. So this is interesting to me. Second, and no young dudes have a name Herb. That's an old man name. That's an old country name, man.
You got an old man game. Yeah. He sit down and lock up.
Well, your name, I got an Uncle Herb. My grandmama got a brother named Herb.
I also have an Uncle
Herb. That's actually my great uncle. It's my grandmother's brother. It's Uncle Herb. And my grandmama's 88. That's an old man name. But the Pels, hey, man, listen, they're gelling at the right time. The Clippers, I think it's funny how Russ goes down with that injury, they start to go back the other way. He was a big part coming off the bench playing six man, doing his thing for that team. I look at
these. They need his energy.
Yeah, absolutely. Was energy, and then also too, and miss a layup or two, a hard brick layup or two. That's just what Russ do. But he also goes on scoring stretches and actually distributes the ball well and runs that offense. But with the Pelicans, they're peaking at the right time. Martin, here's the thing: they got ballers. They got guys who can play the game of basketball. I love me some Brandon Ingram. I always have. I just think that he's stuck in what I call slow bot mode. Like he never up too high or too down. Like I need my stars to be a little high. And when things aren't going right, in more ways than one. And when things aren't going right, I need you to be a little down. I need to see that you care. I need to see that you pissed off. I need to see maybe you getting into a back and forth verbal match with a teammate on the side. That type of stuff don't bother me because it doesn't bother them. That's just in the heat of the moment. But when I look at this team, I just go, okay, they're having a nice run right now. Are they really a contender, though? Would they really beat the Clippers are sitting at the 4, they're at the 5. Would they really beat them in a 7-game series? Yeah, they got them tonight. But would they beat them when you have to lock down D? You're playing the same team. You can't get no nights off. No nights off as far as playing another team. Like you play Charlotte on Monday night. You play the Pistons on Friday. And then you got the Clippers on Sunday. No, it's like Clippers, 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 Clippers. Like all the way through, which would be the first round matchup right now. So my question would be, do they have enough to win a first round playoff series? Because right now they're probably on pace for about, what do you think, 48 wins probably? Sure. 47, 48 wins, sitting at 40-26 right now. And I look at that, I'm like, okay, nice year, but can you really do anything at the end of April would be my question.
I'll tell you this, the Clippers versus other teams above them in the standings, well, Pelicans below them, but the teams surrounding them in the standings, right?
Mm-hmm.
First, that's the Thunder, the Nuggets, the Timberwolves, and New Orleans.
Yep.
Clippers 4-10 against those teams in the Western Conference this year. One win for each. So they're 1-2 versus Thunder, 1-2 Nuggets, 1-3 versus the Timberwolves, 1-3 versus the Pelicans. They are not they're not competing well against the teams they're likely have to go through in the playoffs.
Do you are we just is it the Nuggets West to lose at this point?
I mean, it always has.
Does it feel okay? Even with the run Minnesota was on, you feel, it's still the Nuggets West,
especially after they lost. Towns.
Cat, yeah.
Well, it's like I think it probably ultimately it's a. I don't want to say it's a good thing. I hate when a guy gets hurt, but there was a little bit of back and forth between who is number one in Minnesota.
I think
that will be established, and if Cat can come back for playoffs, that'll be huge because he will move into a more secondary role that they'll still call plays for him. Don't get me wrong, but he'll move into a more secondary role. Like we won't see any type of scenario like Cat hunting for 60 again. Honestly,
I think they trade Cat within the next year and a half. I think they move on from Cat sooner than later. We see this in the NBA a lot. This was kind of like what AD, right, or Kevin Garnett. You give your years, you give your time, but you do get to a point where that new young gun come in. Anthony Edwards is the deal. Like, Anthony Edwards is 100% legit. He's advertised legit NBA baller. At one point, you might look and say, hey, we can get some other pieces for Cat, let Cat go on, especially after this meniscus tear again. And see where they line up. But I think it's all cute talk, but it looks like it's the Nuggets West to lose.
Absolutely. Coming up next, we'll talk about starting quarterbacks formerly starting quarterbacks getting traded all over the place. We'll touch on it next. Martin and VJ, Fox Sports Radio.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health 8 kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. It's a literal pro, and it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.